And then we hear about the backlash, right? And it's a powerful backlash. It's powerful. That's at the state level. It doesn't just push back on this particular ban, but on any potential municipal ban statewide ever. So it's like, oh, okay, I see. If we get together and organize on this local municipal level, there's only the impression of success, because what you do is you draw attention to your power, and the greater powers are going to eliminate the possibility for any small-scale grassroots movement like this ever again. So then you start to ask yourself, is it really worth it to do any kind of grassroots organizing if this is the response? Is it worth it doing grassroots organizing that's within the system? You know, this being municipal codes that eventually slam up against state law. Is that even like a worthwhile thing to try to do? Because it seems like the entities in power, government, that is very motivated by its alliance with private interests, private corporations that are profiting from fracking. Like, their attention is going to be raised, and then any kind of municipal election or ban is not possible about anything, right? Not just about fracking. So that tends to be kind of discouraging, right? But there was a contingent in Denton, and again, I wasn't at these meetings, but I heard about the city council meetings where the fracking movement split, and there were those who were advocating for the city to sue the state over this ban on bans. And there was, of course, hesitance to get the city involved in a major litigation like that. It would be very expensive. But I tended to agree with that side, and strategically, like pragmatically, started thinking, well, there must be other cities who are interested in participating in their own fracking ban movement. We're anticipating doing that, saw what Denton did, and maybe they could work together with us. Like, it wouldn't be Denton alone suing the state, but getting together a coalition of other municipalities that were willing to say, okay, we're going to sue the state over the fact that we think we have a right as municipalities to create bans within our city limits, right? But that didn't happen. That's not what won the day in that debate within the fracking movement or at the city council. But there are two city council members right now who I think were inspired by what was going on then, as well as the election of Trump. So inspired in different ways to run for city council and get on the city council to start working on these issues.